praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for mighty things you have done for us. Thank you for breakthroughs you have done. Thank you for miracles you have done. Thank you for great deliverances you have done. Thank you for opening doors for us. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for frustrating the plans of the enemy that were against us. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand controlling the affairs of our lives to agree with your will and purposes. Thank you for moving us forward on every side. Thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes to see things that would strengthen our relationship with you. Thank you for revealing to us truths that will set us free and make us victorious in the battles of life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for all the answers we have received for our prayers since the last prayer session we had. Thank you for blessings you have released into our lives. Thank you for testimonies you have given to us. Be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I am asking that even as we will be having another session of prayer right here, right now, Lord, meet us at the point of our needs. Let the heavens open over the prayer session of tonight. Let us receive touch from you. Let us receive helps from you. Change our lives into what you want us to be. Thank you, Father, because I know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe that the Lord will help you. Yeah, because the Bible says that those who come to him, he will not cast them away. So I believe he will hear your prayers and answer. Amen. I'm going to take some worship songs. And after that, we shall go into prayer points. Let's sing the song. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, I love you, Lord. I love you, from the bottom of my heart, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, I love you. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heard. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning within. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, I yet art provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, I yet art provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. You're not Emmanuel. You're not Emmanuel. You are the God who opens doors no man can shut. You're not Emmanuel. You're not Emmanuel. You are the God of everything. No one like you. You're not a man. You're not Emmanuel. You're not Emmanuel. You are the God who opens doors no man can shut. You're not a man. You are not Emmanuel. You are not a man. You are the God of everything. No one like you. No one like you, Jesus. No one like you, Jesus. No one like you. No one like you, Savior. No one like you. No one like you, Father. No one like you, Master. You are the God of everything. No one like you. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High God, Jehovah. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High God. Sing it. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High God, Jehovah. You are the Most High God, Jehovah. You are the Most High Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High King of Israel. You are the Most High God. El Shaddai, you are the Most High Elyon. You are the Most High Miracle Worker. You are the Most High Lion of Judah. You are the Most High God. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hagudni Chepa. Oh, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hagudni Chepa. Yeshua, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hagudni Chepa, King of Israel. Yeshua, we worship you, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah. Hagudni Chepa, you are the one who fights our battles. You are the one who fights our battles. You are the one who fights our battles. You are the one. You are the one. You are the one. Lord, you are the one who fights our battles. Yes, you are the one who fights our battles. Yes, you are the one. You are the one, you are the one, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I want us to begin to worship the name of the Lord. God bless his holy name. Give him praise. praise, give him glory. Begin to celebrate him, for he's a great God. He is the Almighty God. Father, we worship you, for there is none like you. You are the Lord strong and mighty. You are the Lord mighty in battles. Thank you for the greatness of your power. Thank you for your authority. Thank you for your dominion. Thank you for your victory that is sure always. Thank you, Lord, for making yourself glorious in our lives. Thank you for making your name glorious in our lives. We worship you, Father, for there is none higher than you. There is none stronger than you. There is none wiser than you. There is none greater than you. You are a terrible God. You are a mighty God. We bless your holy name. Thank you for who you are in our lives, in our situations. Thank you for everything you have given to us. Thank you for many, many beautiful things you shall still give us because of your love for our lives. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Father. We praise you, Father. Be thou exalted. Be thou magnified forever. In Jesus' name, Lord, we welcome you into this session. Have your will, Lord Jesus. Take your place. Rule and reign in our midst. Be an enemy to every enemy fighting us. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do great things as we pray here tonight. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped and praised him. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And we are going to take our Thanksgiving prayer. You're going to talk to the Lord. You're going to say, Father, I thank you for every benefit I have received from you. Benefits of divine healing, benefits of divine health, benefits of prosperity, benefits of victories, benefits of divine provisions. Begin to talk to God. Say, Father, I thank you for every benefit I have received from you. Every benefit I am enjoying in you. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God. Say, Father, thank you for every benefit I have received from you. Even the benefits I will still receive. Begin to thank God like that. Father, thank you. Thank you for the benefits of good health. Thank you for the benefits of divine protection. Thank you for the benefits of divine guidance. Thank you for the benefits of hearing your voice, receiving divine revelations from you. Thank you for the benefits of being used by you. Thank you for everything you have given to me. Thank you for everything you are doing in my life. Thank you for everything you will still give me. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still going to pray. And before we pray the next prayer point, I want to encourage you on the issue of prayers. Yeah, it's possible that you might be thinking that You might be thinking, I've been praying and praying, and I've not been seeing what I'm expecting to see. Yeah, note that prayers are divine operations, especially when you are praying prayers that are inspired by the Spirit of God, which is the prayers we pray on this platform. They are divine operations that will always produce results. They are Spirit-led prayers. Prayers that are led by the Holy Spirit, they initiate divine operations in the realm of the Spirit that will always produce results. If you don't stop, Now, I call them divine operations because there are some of these prayers that they are like investments, like you are investing into your future. Yeah, because they will be answered at a future time. So that is why you don't just pray and then stop walking with God. You don't just pray now and then now go and start committing sins. You don't just pray now and now start becoming carnal. You might lose the results of the prayer. And because prayer is a journey. Yeah, so when the answer will come, if you are not in the Spirit at that time, if you're not in right standing with God at that time, you might miss the answer to that prayer. Yeah, so some prayers, they are like investing into your future. And some others, they had to come to pass very shortly. Yeah, and that is if you continue to pray, if you don't stop praying. So, which is why we repeat some of these prayers, because they are ongoing spiritual operations. So we repeat prayers because they are ongoing operations. Yeah, that's why we pray some prayers over and over again, and some of them look similar. It's because it's like you are cooking something with fire. And then you continue to put more fuel. Yeah. Just to make sure that thing becomes the finished product you want. Yeah. So the Spirit of God will always lead us to pray until the changes he wants in your life happen. I mean, the Spirit of God will always lead us to pray in a certain direction until he has seen the changes he's looking for. So if in that area of your life, God has not yet seen the changes he's looking for, he has not yet released the miracles as it should be released, he will still demand that you continue to ask him to do it until there is a change in that area of your life. Yeah, so I just feel to encourage some of you so that you will know why you can't stop praying and why we can't stop praying and why having a prayer session twice in a week on this platform is not even enough. Yeah, I'm just trying to make you understand that even having prayers, if we're having prayer sessions every day on this platform, it's still not enough. Yeah, because we can't stop needing God's help. It's not possible. We always need his help, and there is need for much prayer so that there will be much results. Yeah, because when God changes your lives, when God changes your life, he's not doing it only because of you. He's doing it because there are many other lives connected with your own life. Yeah, so that is why prayers cannot stop. So Yeah, it is not possible. Yeah, and you can't get tired of praying. Don't try to get tired. Yeah, you can't, because it must continue. Yeah, so I just feel like to encourage some of you that feel like that don't understand the mechanism, the spiritual mechanism of prayer. Yeah, now you're going to talk to God. You're going to say, Father, give me strength to be able to tarry for long hours in the place of prayer till I see changes in my life. Say, Father, give me strength to be able to stay with you in the place of prayer for many hours so that my life can experience great turnaround. Open your mouth and pray like that. And say, Father, give me strength, spiritual strength, to stay in the place of prayer for long hours till I see changes in my life. Till I see great results in my life. Till I experience great turnaround in my life. Lord, give me a strength that can never get tired of praying. Give me a strength, a spiritual strength that can never be tired of praying. A spiritual strength that loves praying. A spiritual strength that enjoys praying. Give me a spiritual strength that doesn't get tired of prayer, that doesn't get lazy in the place of prayer. Lord, give me such strength at this time in the name of Jesus. Give me such strength at this time. Let my spirit receive fire to spend long hours in the place of prayer till I see drastic changes in my life, till I begin to see great victories in my life and destiny. In the name of Jesus, give me strength for long hours prayers. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. You see, if there is a time that we need long hours prayers, that time is now. And in fact, even before now, why do I say that? I say that because of a lot of slavery, because there's a high level of slavery in this generation at this time, a high level of captivity. Yeah, sometimes when I speak on these things, some people feel like you give too much credit to the devil. Yeah, well, it's because I'm not a fool in spiritual warfare. Yeah, I know what is going on in the realms of the spirit. That is why I see things as they are. Yeah, we have a high level of demonic captivities in this generation. And it's increasing every day. So people are getting enslaved into deeper bondages. You know, let's say a man is in a bondage. And now, let's say the man is in a cage that is on the surface of the ground. Now, as the captivity gets worse, the man is taken deeper into the ground. Yeah, you know, someone that is captured on the ground might still have some hope to be released. What about someone that is captured under the ground? I'm just giving you a physical illustration. You know, someone that is caged on the surface of the ground. Some people might just quickly break him out. But what about someone that is caged deep down in the ground or deep down in the sea, in places that, in places that makes deliverance difficult? You know, there are some people that they are enslaved with marine spirits. I mean, marine spirits have captured them. And these people, they are still praying 3 years for deliverance. And God is delivering them, but they are not yet completely free. It's not as if these people are committing sin, they are not committing sin. It's not as if these people are not praying, they are praying seriously. I know many of them. It's not as if these people are not close to God, they are close to God. But because they have gone so deep in that dark bondage before they came to know Christ, yeah, and before their eyes got opened, they have gone so deep. Yeah, that is why it's taken long for their deliverance to be perfect. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Yeah, because some people, they feel like I've been praying. Why is the dream still repeating itself? Why is this still happening? Yeah, it tells you that the whole world is covered with a very strong darkness, and almost a large percentage of everyone is enslaved in the depths of that darkness. And the reason why the captivity is growing every day is because people are not praying and people are not living in holiness. Yeah, people are not watching their thoughts, what they are thinking in their minds. That is why the captivity is getting stronger. The captivity gets stronger every day. Yeah, so when we say praying for long hours, yeah, it's to hasten your freedom, your deliverance. That's why we say pray for long hours. Yeah, if there is no need for it, then we wouldn't be advising you that way. I just feel like God wants me to explain some things, not just telling you pray and pray, yeah, so that you will understand. So it's possible that some of you, before you come in contact with this ministry, you have been exposed to all manner of darkness and covenants of darkness. You have been attacked and you have been enslaved on several deep levels which you don't know. Yeah, so don't think, okay, I joined this ministry, let the deliverance just happen so sharp, so quick. It might not work like that. It might not. Yeah, there will be need for fastings. When we say Tuesdays fast, Fridays fast, come on the platform, let's pray. And then when you're on your own, pray for hours. It's because of you. You're not doing it for me. You're doing it for yourself. Yeah, because all these spiritual exercises, they will help you. And they will hasten your deliverances. Yeah. I believe you understand what I'm saying. Yeah, so don't come here and be looking for some fast food deliverance. Especially if you know the kind of family background you came from, you know what has been prevailing in your father's house, in your mother's house, you know the kind of environment you are living. So don't just come here and think everything will just go instantly. It doesn't work like that. Yeah, you'll be experiencing freedom, but you have to pray more so that it will be complete. God is setting you free, but you have to go deep with God. You have to go deep in the spirit with God. Then the freedom the freedom will be extended. Yeah, that's my point. So you're going to pray again. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, put upon me the spirit and power of prayer that give birth to victories every time I pray. Say, Lord, put upon me the spirit and power of prayer that produce victories every time I pray, such that there will not be a time I pray that I will not experience victory. Lord, give me such anointing. Give me such power. Oh, open your mouth and pray like that. Put upon me the spirit and power of prayer. The spirit and power of prayer that always produce victory at every time I pray, every time I go on my knees to pray. Lord, put upon me an anointing that always produces victories. In the name of Jesus, put upon me such anointing. Put upon me such anointing. I believe you're praying. Begin to talk to God. Say, Lord, put upon me such anointing. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, deliver and stop me from doing things that is prolonging my captivities. Yeah. I don't know if you understand that prayer. You're going to say, Father, deliver and stop me from doing things prolonging demonic captivities in my life, prolonging satanic captivities in my life. Lord, stop and deliver me from such things in the name of Jesus. I begin to pray like that. So, Lord, whatever I do with my mind, whatever I think with my mind, whatever I do with my words, with my mouth, whatever I do that is prolonging my deliverance from captivities. Whatever I do that is making it difficult for my prayers to be answered, Lord, stop me from doing them and deliver me from those attitudes and habits in the name of Jesus. Anything that I do that is the reason why I have not experienced some victories, whether it's laziness, whether it's sin, whatever I do that is prolonging my captivities, Lord Jesus, set me free now in the name of Jesus. I want to experience freedom. I want to experience complete freedom. I want to experience complete freedom. In the name of Jesus, every attitude in my life, habits in my life that is prolonging captivities and slavery, Lord, kill them now in the name of Jesus. Let them die forever. Every ungodly attitude and habit prolonging slavery captivities in my life, prolonging failures, Lord, let them die now forever in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. we have prayed. Amen. And then you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me a shining light that drives darkness away from my environment and from everywhere I go. You're going to say, Father, make me a powerful shining light that chases away darkness from my environment and from everywhere I go. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Father. Begin to pray. Make me a powerful shining light. Make me a strong shining light that drives away darkness. That drives away darkness from wherever I find myself. Make me a powerful shining light in the name of Jesus. Make me a powerful shining light in the name of Jesus. Begin to talk to God like that. Say, Father, make me a powerful shining light that drives away darkness from my environment and from everywhere I go. In the place I am walking, make me a strong shining light that chases away darkness, even from where I am walking, in the name of Jesus. In my family, in my marriage, in my home, in my environment, say, Lord, make me a strong shining light that drives away darkness, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let everything you have called me to do for you at this time receive fire to prevail in the earth. Yeah, that's how you're going to pray that prayer. You're going to say, Father, let everything you have called me to do at this time receive fire to prevail on earth, to succeed on earth, to bear fruits on earth, to produce great results on earth. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let everything you have called me to do at this time, everything you have sent me to do at this time, let them receive fire, power to succeed. Thank you, Lord. To succeed. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Something is happening as you're praying that prayer. Begin to pray. Say, Lord, let everything you have called me to do at this time receive power and fire. All the assignments you have given to me, Lord, let them receive divine intervention from heaven to prevail in the earth, to succeed in the earth, to bear fruits on earth, to produce results on earth, including my career, including my business. Let it receive divine intervention to succeed and to prosper in the earth at this time, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we're going to continue from Psalm 68. Psalm 68. And I I'm going to take the next verses. Yeah, which is verse 9, Psalm 68, verse 9. It says, Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Say, Thou didst send a plentiful rain, when thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. So, meaning that God sent those rain to prove his love for Israel. He sent those rain to prove to the world that these people are my inheritance. These people are mine. I chose them. Yeah. In the same way, God would like to do certain things in your life in this season, between now to the end of the year. God would like to do certain things for you to show the world that you are his, that you are his son, you are his daughter. God would like to do some powerful works in your life in this season to show to everyone that he has chosen you. Therefore, you are going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, do wonders in my life. Send a shower, rain of wonders, rain of signs and wonders upon my life to show the world that I am yours. To show my family members that I am different, especially the people that are unbelievers in my family, to show them that I am different, that I belong to you, that I am yours. Lord, send rain of signs and wonders into my life at this time, between now and the end of this year. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, send rain of signs and wonders into my life between now and the end of the sea to show the world that I am yours, to confirm to everyone that you have sent me, that you have called me, that you have chosen me. Lord, send rain of excessive miracles. Rain, thank you, Lord, of excessive blessings. Rain of great wonders. Rain of great breakthroughs. Lord, send it into my life. Send such rain into my life to confirm to the world that I am yours and that you have chosen me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I pray for you that the heavens shall open over your life and there shall be abundance of rain. Abundance of rain. Of signs and wonders, of uncommon blessing, of unusual breakthroughs. Let it begin now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. In that scripture, it says that God sent plentiful rain when those people were weary, when they were weak. God showed himself. he is. That is why I love him so much. Because when I am weak, not that I am weak because I was not fighting. Not that I am weak because I didn't do my own part. But after I have done my own part, I mean, after I have prayed, fasted, after I have, you know, denied myself and all of that, and yet I am still weak and I could not overcome. Because the battle got very tough. And then God showed up. And that is why I loved him. I love him so much. In those moments, then he would just come in and rescue me. So the same thing he wants to do for many of you. You know, like I said when we started this prayer session. That, you know, many of us, we are bound by all manner of bondages of the enemy, even when we don't even know, when we're ignorant. Yeah, but God, in His mercy, when there are people who we seek Him, and we not stop, and we continue to say, God, all I need is Your mercy. Yeah, when there are people that would trust God for mercy and say, God, I am weak and I am doing my best. All I can do is just to ask for Your mercy. I am praying just because of Your mercy. I don't think any of my efforts can set me free, but I trust in Your mercy. So God loves those people like that. He loves to hear people pray like that. Not people that they feel like they have fasted enough, not people that feel like they have prayed enough, but people that even after they have done their best, and they are still saying, God, none of what I have done can set me free. It is still Your mercy that will set me free, because I am too weak to fight these enemies. I am too weak to overcome them. So when you acknowledge your weakness at that point, despite all that you have done on your own part, then God will show up. So you're going to pray. At that moment when Israel was weak, the Bible says that he showed up and he confirmed to everyone that he chose Israel. Because he is the God of Israel. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that by my own strength and discipline and exercises, I can't win in this battle. Lord, step into the battles of my life and fight for me. And make me victorious in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. If there are people that will pray this prayer wholeheartedly, God will visit your case. Talk to God. Say, Lord, I acknowledge that by my whole strength, I cannot win in battles. By my discipline and exercises and everything, they are not enough to win in the battles confronting my life. Lord, step into these battles and make me victorious. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord, in Your mercy, step into the battles that surround my life and destiny. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to say, Father, in Your mercy, step into the battles that surrounds my calling, my career, my marriage, and give me victory. Make me victorious. Step into these battles now. Step into my battles now. In the name of Jesus, give me victory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we need a lot of God's mercy in this generation. A lot of God's mercy we need in this generation. I know what I'm talking about. And some of the things I have begun to say in this prayer, in this meeting, don't think I'm trying to discourage you. I'm just trying to show you how much you need God's mercy and how much you must not stop seeking God. How much you must not stop trusting God. And how much you must not stop praying. And, you know, doing your own part. Yeah, that is it. So you have to do your own part, and then God will do his own part. Yeah. And you have to live a life that is pleasing in the sight of God. Yeah, and that is what we want to pray for at this point. You know, here in Nigeria, people pray a lot. I don't think there is any country in the world that prays like the way Nigerians pray. I mean Nigerian Christians. Yeah. I don't think there's any country in the world that prays like we pray in Nigeria. But you know what? Here in Nigeria is where we have high level of corruption. It is in this country we have high level of wickedness and oppression. Yeah, but we pray a lot, and then we suffer a lot. Yeah, so you can see the irony. We pray a lot, and yet we suffer a lot. And the problem is that, I said here in Nigeria is where we pray so much. We pray so much in this country. And I say that I don't think there is any other country in the world that prays like people pray in Nigeria. But yet, it is in this country that we have high level of corruption and oppression and suffering and poverty and what have you, and terrorism and all of that. Yeah. So what is the problem? The problem is that people are not living lives that are worthy of God's mercy. Yeah, people are not living lifestyles that could make God show them mercy. That is why we suffer in Nigeria. And I believe that's why many countries are suffering too. Because it's not only here that we suffer. Like right now, as I'm talking, there are people that have been on the prayer mountains for many months, not days. There are people that have spent more than 100 days on the prayer mountain, praying day and night, midnight, 100 days. And up to now, their prayers is not yet answered. Why? Because they couldn't receive mercy from God. They are praying, but they couldn't receive mercy that would deliver them from your darkness. So you're going to pray. When you live a life that is pleasing in God's sight, then it means you live a life that is worthy to receive his mercy. Yeah. So you don't just get mercy by begging for it. You don't just get God's mercy by begging for it. You get God's mercy by living a life that will attract his mercy. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to live a life that will attract your mercy. Help me to live a lifestyle that will make me worthy of your mercy. Help me to live a life that is pure, so that my prayers will not be wasted, so that my fastings will not be wasted. Lord, help me to live a life that will attract your mercy. Open your mouth and pray. These are the principles that makes prayers get answered quickly, and those are the things I'm showing you. So Lord, help me to live a life that will attract your mercy. Help me to live a life that is pleasing in your sight. Talk to God. Let the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in your sight. Let the imaginations in my mind be pleasing in your sight. Let my words and actions be pleasing in your sight. Lord, I want to be a man. I want to be a woman whose life attracts your mercy. Lord, help me to live that kind of life. Help me to live a Christ-like life. Talk to God like that. Yeah, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So, your lifestyle will determine if you will see God when you are weak. Yeah, if God is not wicked. He is not wicked. He's a loving Father. But he's a God of judgment. He's a God of justice. Yeah. And he's a God that rewards whatever you do. Yeah. So if God will show up at a time when you are weak, then the kind of life you have been living will determine it. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, what is it that I have not been doing that I need to start doing so that I can enjoy your mercy, so that I can receive mercy from you? You can say, Father, teach me what I have not been doing that I need to start doing so that my life will be full of your mercy. Lord, teach me and guide me. Properly guide me and teach me. Oh, open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord, teach me what I should do, how I should live my life, things I have not been doing that I should start doing now, so that I will enjoy your mercy, so that my life will be so full of your mercy. Lord, teach me those things. Teach me those things. Guide me into doing them. In the name of Jesus. Teach me, Lord, to do things I have not been doing. Things that will please you that I have not been doing. Things that will please you that I have not started to do. Or that I have stopped doing. Lord, teach me to go back to them. Lead me to do them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. It says that God sent a plentiful rain. Yeah, when Israel was weak. God sent a plentiful rain. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me multiple sources of income. Yeah, I know some of you might not be able to find it difficult to believe this prayer point, but just pray it. Yeah. Because you might feel like, how will I get multiple sources of income? Yeah, but there is nothing God cannot do. That's what you should know. So talk to God. Say, Father, give me multiple sources of income such that there would not be anything I cannot achieve with money, such that there will not be anything that pertains to my calling and destiny that I wouldn't be able to achieve with money. Lord, give unto me multiple sources of income by your mighty hand in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. I believe you have faith. Pray. You don't need to know how God will do it. Just pray for it. Say, Lord, multiple sources of income that will bring me so much income that there will not be a single thing pertaining to my calling I wouldn't be able to do with money. And there will not be anything I wouldn't be able to achieve with money. Lord, bless me with multiple sources of income in the name of Jesus, that I will have enough to do all that is required in my destiny, in my calling, in my field of career, in the name of Jesus. Even to be a blessing, so that I will be a blessing to many lives all over the world. Bless me, Father, with multiple sources of income. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. There was an article that I wrote, which I sent to the group of recent. The title of the article says, "Your river needs the rain." Your river needs the rain. I discovered that we will always need the rain as Christians. We will always need the rain. And until it rains upon us, we might not experience many breakthroughs. We might not experience revival. We might not experience a lot of successes and prosperity until it rains from heaven. There are many things that will not move forward as they should move. And those things can be moving, but they'll be moving very slowly. But when it rains, they move with speed. You're going to pray. We need rain at this time. We need the latter rain, the rain of the last days, because these are the last days. This is the end time. We need great rain from heaven at this time. And that is why we need people that will always seek God for help, so, which we are doing here right now. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, let it rain upon my river. Let the river of my life receive your rain, so that I can enter into a season of prosperity, of flourishing, a season of breakthroughs, a season of abundance. Say, Father, let the river of my life receive your rain. Let the river of my life receive your rain. Begin to pray like that, so that I can begin to move forward in my calling, in my
in my career, in all area of my life, so that I can begin to move forward with speed. Lord, let the river of my life receive your rain. Thank you, Lord. So that every part of me will begin to bear fruits. So that every part of my life will begin to be glorious and will begin to excel and succeed, both spiritually, physically, in the name of Jesus. See, Father, let the river of my life receive a great rain from heaven, in the name of Jesus, such that my spiritual gifts will be empowered to function greatly, to function mightily, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, let the river of my life receive rain. When it rains, every part of your life will be touched. That's my point. Your spiritual life will be touched. Your marital life will be touched. Your financial life will be touched. Your health will be touched. The life of your children will be touched. Every aspect of your life will be touched when the heavens open for rain. That is my point. So, Father, let it rain. Thank you, Lord. Let it rain. And let every part of my life, every area of my life, receive a divine touch. Say, Father, let it rain upon me. Let the river of my life and destiny receive a great rain from heaven. Thank you, Lord. Till there is a great change in my life. Lord, let it rain and let it not stop raining upon my life from heaven until my entire life has changed gloriously. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I believe you're praying like that. I believe you're passionate for this rain because I am desperate for it at this time. Say, Lord, let it rain mightily upon me. Let my body be touched. Let my soul be touched. Let my spirit be touched. Let my marriage be touched. Let my career, my calling, my destiny, my ministry, let every part of me receive divine touch and change into your glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Let's look at the verse again. It says that God sent plentiful rain. Okay, let's move to verse 10. That is verse 9, Psalm 68, verse 10. It says, thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. It says that they dwell in Israel, the land of Israel, and then it says that God prepared of his goodness for the poor. God prepared of his goodness for the poor. Now, believe me, there is always something in God for the poor. And that is why, as Christians, no matter how blessed you are, you must remain poor when you come before God. You must remain poor. If you look at Matthew chapter 5, Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit. So you must always show that you need God, even when it looks like you don't need anything. Yeah, you must always be poor when you are standing before God, because there is always something in God for the poor. There is always something in God for the poor. Now, what do I mean by you must remain poor? Yeah, it doesn't mean you don't have money. What it means is that you have so much surrendered all your life to God. You have so much sacrificed all your life to God that you believe you will always need God to survive, irrespective of whatever you have. For instance, somebody like me, I don't believe that I am rich. Even if I have billions of money, I don't believe I am rich, because I believe whatever I have is not mine. That is the Lord's. And also, I don't believe that I have one powers. I have power. I have authority that could do anything. Yes, God have used me to do many things. He have used me for mighty miracles. But I don't believe it is me. I believe it is Him. So that is a state of spiritual poverty. When you don't believe that you have anything, and you believe that whatever you have is not yours, and then you believe that you always need God at every point in time. So we must remain poor if we want to continue to enjoy God. You must remain poor in spirit, meaning that you are always thirsty. You are always thirsty for God. You don't believe you have enough. Yeah. That is it. So you're going to pray. So because God has something in store for the poor, so that means you must learn to live a life that is totally dependent on God. So you're going to pray for that grace, because God is going to bless you, but He wants you to come before Him as someone who have nothing, and as someone that whatever you have is not yours, that it belongs to Him. He wants you to come before Him that way, and that is how you will continue to enjoy Him. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me the grace to be poor in spirit. Say, give me the grace to always hunger for You, to always thirst for You. Grace to surrender whole to You. So, Lord, give me that grace. Open your mouth and begin to pray. That is a key to walking in the glory of God. It is a key to always be under a powerful presence of God. So, Lord, give me the grace to be poor in spirit. Give me the grace to always thirst for You, to always hunger for You. Give me the grace to consider my life and everything I have not my home. Give me the grace to consider anything You have given me not my own, and everything You will still give me as not my own. Give me that grace to be poor in spirit, so that I will always enjoy blessings from You, so that I will always enjoy Your glory and Your presence and Your power and Your authority and Your dominion. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. When
us pray with intercessors early today. Yeah, because we have intercessory group in Nigeria that we pray. We pray together. We used to have one online, but I stopped it because the people were not serious with it. Yeah. So when I was praying with intercessors earlier Friday, which I think in some country now they're still in Friday. Yeah. But now many countries have moved to Saturday. Now my point is that one of the prayer points we prayed was that God should release the prosperity of the church. So I, as I was praying that prayer, I got a revelation that God has reserved riches and wealth for the church in the world at this time. That it doesn't matter the country you have. It doesn't matter the kind of economy your country have at the moment. Yeah, whether your country is experiencing economy meltdown or whatever, God has reserved great prosperity and riches and wealth for the church. Yeah, but because the churches are not seeking God anymore, that is why God has not released this prosperity. This prosperity to us, because we are not seeking God anymore. We are seeking for the things of the world. We are not seeking God. We are not following Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Because we are not following that standard, that is why God has not released the prosperity He has reserved in the earth for Christians, for the church. So there is a great prosperity in the earth for the church that is still locked. The angels still locked in. They have not released it. That's my point. I'm not talking about what you can see physically. I'm talking of spiritual realities. So there are many riches and wealth for Christians that God have locked. He has not released it because we are not seeking Him. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, in your mercy, release the prosperity of the church. So, yeah. Now you're not praying for yourself alone. You're praying for the church all over the world. That's the prayer you're praying now. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, in your mercy, release the prosperity of your people all over the world. Release the prosperity of the church, the riches and wealth of God's people. Lord, in your mercy, release them. For we know by revelation that you have reserved them in the earth. You have reserved them in closed places. Lord, release them now so that your people can use this resources to serve you at this time. Open your mouth and pray. This one is an intercessory prayer that you have to pray because you're part of the church. So Lord, release the prosperity of your people in every nation of the world. Release the prosperity of the church in the name of Jesus. So Lord, in your mercy, let the prosperity of the church be released so that your people can enjoy in times of scarcity, so that your people can live in surplus in times of scarcity, in times of economy meltdown.
Lord, release the prosperity of your people now so that your people can use it to preach the gospel, so that your people can use these riches and wealth to glorify you in the earth. Lord, in your mercy, open the storehouses of riches and wealth that belongs to the church. Lord, let it be opened now. Thank you, Lord. And let your people begin to enjoy what you have reserved for them before the foundation of the world was laid. Do it, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. It says that God has prepared of his goodness for the poor. He has prepared of his goodness for the poor. You're going to pray. I know that some of you need a timely help from God. Now, when I say timely help, I mean you need God to really help you urgently. It could be that you need a job, or you need to establish a business. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, in your mercy, send help into my life. Send urgent help, or send quick help into my life that will terminate shame and disgrace, that will make me to, you know, that will deliver me from debts and borrowing. Yeah, something like that. You're going to say, Father, send quick help into my life that will end shame, reproach, disgrace in my life, that will end debts, borrowing in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. If you don't need that kind of help, you can pray for others that you know that they need urgent help financially right now. Begin to pray like that. So, Father, send urgent help into my life. Quick help into my life to save me from disgrace, from reproach, from shame. In the name of Jesus, send such quick help to me now. Because you said in your word that you are a present help in times of need. Lord, send help. Release help. Release your help. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, release your help. I am praying for as many of you that need quick help from the Lord, whether in terms of finances or in terms of a job or in terms of anything that is meant to deliver you from shame. I decree by the authority of the Most High God, let your help be released now in the name of Jesus. Receive that timely help now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Yeah. And then in verse 11, it says, the Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Yeah, it says the Lord gave the word. Yeah, we're going to stop in that verse. The Lord gave the word, and great was the company of those that published it. That accomplished it. So what does that mean? It means that God spoke words that must be fulfilled. God spoke words that must come to pass. And they did come to pass. Yeah, they did come to pass. Yeah, people began to spread it because they were so sure that what God has said will come to pass. So people began to publish it. They began to announce it. They began to even sing it. It became songs they are singing. Yeah, because they know that whatever God says will come to pass. That is why I believe so much in whatever God says. My life is a product of him, whatever God says. Yeah, and that has guided me for years. So you are going to pray. Yeah, I don't know how much you believe in what God says. And if you can't believe the Bible, then if God speaks to you, you won't be able to believe. If you can't believe the Bible, if God speaks to you like he speaks his voice to you, or he speaks through you, his prophet, and let my faith in your word be strengthened. You're going to say, Father, let my faith in your word be strengthened. Let my faith in your word become stronger than ever before, that I may reap the benefits of faith. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let my faith in your word be strengthened. Or you can say, Lord, strengthen my faith in your word so that I may reap benefits of faith at this time. In the name of Jesus, let my faith in your word be strong. Let my faith in your promises in the scriptures become strong. Let my faith in everything the Bible teaches become strong, that I may reap the results of faith. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we have 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray. It says the Lord gave the word, and the people went ahead and started speaking it, because whatever God says always come to pass. Yeah. So therefore, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, in your mercy, let every word you have spoken into my life by prophecy. You can say, Father, in your mercy, let every word you have spoken concerning my life by prophecy, by dreams, by vision, Lord, let them begin to come to pass now. In the name of Jesus, let them begin to come to pass. Begin to pray. Shada Tasigala. In the name of Jesus. Mashed Eka Kijata. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, let every word that I'm being said into my life, by prophecy, by dream, by vision, every word that has been released into my life, every word that has been spoken concerning my life, Lord, by your mercy, let them begin to be fulfilled. Let them begin to come to pass. In the name of Jesus, let them begin to come to pass by your mercy. In the name of Jesus, every word you have spoken concerning my career, concerning my marriage, concerning my calling, my destiny, concerning my life, my health, Lord, let them begin to be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus, let none of these prophecies go unfulfilled. Father, let none of these revelations go unfulfilled. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have a 5 more prayer points. It says, the Lord gave the word, and great is the company that published it. It means that that every time God speaks, how do I put it now? Many hosts usually follow that word, meaning that many angels, and not only angels, even visible things, both invisible things and visible things, they always move at the same time. For instance, there are some people that Jesus healed in the scriptures just by the word. Yeah, Jesus healed them just by the word. He just spoke the word and they were healed. Just tell them, your faith has made you whole and you are healed. Yeah, and they just got healed like that. So it means that when God gives the word, even your body moves. Sicknesses and diseases, they heal and they move. Yeah, that's what it means. So meaning that it's not only the angels that move, even physical things move. Whenever God speaks, people will move. Whenever God speaks, microorganisms, diseases, sicknesses, they will obey. Therefore, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let everything in heaven, on earth, and under the earth begin to move. To actualize the performance of your word for my life. I'm going to repeat it again. You're going to say, Father, let everything in heaven and on earth and under the earth, whether visible or invisible, begin to move now to actualize the performance of your word for my life, the performance of your promises for my life, the performance of your prophecies for my life. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Everything in heaven, let them move. Everything on earth, Father, let them move. Everything under the earth, Lord, let them move. For the release and for the manifestation and for the performance of what you have said concerning my life and destiny. Even let the God on action, let everything and everyone, both visible and invisible, begin to take action for the performance of your word for my life, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you, Father. Yeah, we have 4 more prayer points. Yeah. Says that the Lord gave the word. Meaning, it also means that God is still speaking. Yeah. If he spoke at that time, and people were so excited, they went about talking about it, spreading the news, he can still speak again at this time. He's still speaking. He's not a dead God. He's a living God. If he spoke then, he's still speaking now, and he will continue to speak forever. So you're going to pray, meaning that God can still speak concerning your life. He can still speak concerning your life. He can speak directly to you. He can speak through his servants. So you're going to pray. You don't need to beg servants of God and ask them what is God saying. Yeah, even in the Old Testament, they don't do that. So why should they even do it in the New Testament? Yeah, in the scriptures, God will always send his servants, and he will put his word in their mouths. God will send them, go and say this to the people. Go and tell them this. So when you pray very well, God will send his servants to you. You need to be asking as a man of God, prophesy. Yeah, that is not biblical. Yeah, it's wrong. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I send your word into my life. Your word that will change my life forever. Maybe, whether you send it to me in a dream, whether you will send it to me in a vision, whether you will send it to me through your servants, or you will send it to me through your voice, Lord, send your word into my life that will change my life forever. Your word that will change my life to become the way you want it. Lord, send such word into my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Send your word, Father. Send your word to me. Send your word, a life-changing word. Or send it to me. When I'm sleeping, send it. When I'm meditating, Lord, send it. In everything I'm doing, Lord, send it. Through people around me, Lord, send it. As I open the Bible to read, Lord, send your word. In my dreams, send it. In visions, send it. Through your servants, send your word to me. That will turn my life around. Thank you, Lord. That will change my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, it shall happen to you. Amen. Yeah. Something came to my spirit as we're praying that prayer, and it's like a question that if God sent this word, be it, or maybe I should say, I'm going to believe and obey it. Yeah, sometimes God is speaking to us, but because our love for him is weak, we don't obey it.
Yeah, and we don't do it. And we don't even believe it is God. Because you don't love what God loves. When you love what God loves, you will know when He's speaking to you. And you will obey. Yeah, you will obey whatever He says. So you're going to pray. I'm sure God wants to speak to some of you. So you're going to say, Father, help me to believe and obey your word that you are going to send into my life. Lord, when you send this instruction, when you send this revelation, help me to take action that is required in the name of Jesus. Or open your mouth and pray like that. Actions that are required. As those people went about speaking the word in that passage in Psalm 68 verse 11, they went about publishing the word of God. Lord, help me to know what to do when you speak to me. Help me to believe and obey whatever you say to me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Help me to take the right actions when I hear from you. And help me to be able to recognize that it is you that is speaking. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. What it also means is that it also means that when God speaks, it's not only you that will hear. Sometimes many other people will hear the same thing. Especially people that God wants to use to carry out His will for your life. So when God is speaking to you about what He wants to do for you, He will go and speak to those people also, because it is those people He wants to use for you. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, as you have spoken concerning your plans for my life, Lord, let those people that you will use to carry out these plans also hear your voice and take actions quickly in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, as you have spoken concerning your plans for my life, Lord, let everybody, every person you are going to use to carry out these plans hear your voice now and begin to take actions in the name of Jesus. Or begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. God knows how to speak to them. There is nobody God created that doesn't know how to send messages to them. There is nobody. They might not have to hear a voice, but they will hear. They will receive the message. Talk to God. Say, Father, as you have spoken to me about your great plans you want to do for my life and destiny, Lord, go ahead and speak to everyone that you will use to carry out these plans in my life. In the name of Jesus, Lord, go and speak to them. Even if they are unbelievers, Lord, go and speak to them. Go and instruct them. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. The last prayer point, you're going to pray. Another thing from that verse is that when God speaks, people
that have not been walking will start walking. Meaning that the Word of God has a way of giving people business to do. Now, maybe God have a business for you. When I say business, I'm not talking of your secular business. I'm not talking of business, you know, that you have to do. You're working under an employer, or you are self-employed. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you doing God's business. You working for God practically. Now, maybe there are things God wants you to start doing for Him, which every Christian must be involved in God's business. If such Christian want to amount to anything great in life, every Christian must be involved in God's business. It's a must. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, speak to me and direct me on every business of you that I need to do at this time. Speak to me and direct me on how to do your work, how to be part of your work, how to serve in your kingdom. Lord, speak to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray. And if you have been doing something, I tell Him to lead you to do it the way He wants you to do it. Because many people, they are just busy with activities, but they are not yet doing the assignment that heaven has given to them or ever wants to give them. Talk to God. Say, Lord, lead me by your Spirit to join the workforce of people that are busy with your business. Lord, speak to me and lead me to be part of those that are involved in the business of your kingdom on earth. Lead me on how I have to be involved in your kingdom business. Lead me on how I should be involved. And teach me how to do it in a way that is pleasing in your sight. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient for us. Thank you for strengthening us in this hour of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for victories you have given to us. Thank you for breakthroughs you have released. Thank you, Lord, for doors you have opened. Thank you for how you have changed our lives during this course of prayer. And thank you for all the things you're going to do in our lives as we spend time with you in prayer individually. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you because you have great plans for everyone in this ministry, even everyone on this prayer platform right now. Thank you, Lord, because you are going to use our lives as an example of your love and grace and mercy and faithfulness in all the world. Thank you, Father. Be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. Oh God, I pray for as many that are trusting you for a timely help at this time. Lord, in your mercy, release that help now. I have prayed it before. I'm praying it again for them. Lord, in your mercy, let that help be released now. In the name of Jesus, I come against every evil hand that is controlling and manipulating the affairs of your life against the will of God, against the plans and purposes of God. Let the flaming sword of the Lord cut them off now, in the name of Jesus. Every negative word that have been uttered and spoken into your life, I reverse those words now. Such words are reversed now, in the name of Jesus. In your life, only the counsel of the Lord shall stand. Only the will of the Lord shall stand. Every other thing that is coming from the kingdoms of darkness to happen in your life shall not stand. They shall not take place. In the name of Jesus, every system that is depriving you of what is rightfully yours, every system of human being or of demons or of whatever creature they are that is depriving you of what is rightfully yours, I decree that the judgment and wrath of God fall upon them now. In the name of Jesus, until they release what is yours, they shall not be at peace. They shall be eternally disturbed and injured by the hand of God. They shall continue to suffer and continue to be pained until they release what is rightfully yours. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. I pray for those of you that are sick in your bodies. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to stop here. Remain victorious in Jesus' name. Amen.
Goodbye.